Okay, good vach. We're holding Shin Pei Siv Gimel. We started it briefly last week. There's a lot here, a lot of stories, tshuvas, kishmak and yonim here. I would like to start again, just go over it briefly, and then we'll concentrate really on the second part of the Siv. Okay, the Mechaber says, Reidiv Shoya Shin Pei Siv Gimel. The Mechaber says, "Roidev shohayu roidev acha chaveru lahargoi." Someone was chasing somebody to kill him. Or achar achas miarayis loinza, or after one of the arayis to be mezana with her. B'shava kelim bein shol nirdav bein shol kol adam. And this chaser broke kelim, whether it be the victim's kelim or a friend is kelim bein shol kol adam is pata. Why? Sharehu mischayv benafshay, because he, the roidev, this chaser, is mischayv benafshay. He's chayv misa. Shakivin sharodav, once he's chasing to kill or to be mezana with a rais, hita atzmu lamisa, he was mat himself lamisa v'lachem pata me'atashlumin. And we explained last week that the Shach says, Rishonim say that the reason why he was hita atzmu lamisa was because every roidev is a chiv to kill a roidev. You have a chiv to matzel this roidev. So since every second he deserves to get killed, he could be killed at every single second, so therefore he's like chayv misa every second, so therefore anything he breaks, all the money that he breaks while he's being roidev, is kimlei b'derabim inei, he's going to be pata. So you have a klal here of kimlei b'derabim inei. This is if the roidev himself breaks kelim. Now you have another case, second case. Continues the Mechaber, v'ma nirdev shava kelim shor roidev, but if the victim is the one who's breaking the kelim in order to save himself, so if it's shor roidev, if he breaks the kelim of the roidev, he'll be pata. Why? For a new svara, shelo yehi mamoni chama migufay. The nirdev has a right to kill the roidev to save himself. Well, if that's the case, kol shekein, the nizik has a right to break the roidev's kelim to save himself. If I can kill him to save myself, certainly I could break his kelim to save myself. Let's say in order to save myself, I have to have an escape, I have to break through his window and jump out. I'm allowed to do that. If I can kill him, I can certainly break his kelim to save myself. So it's a kal v'chomer. It means if you try to break the roidev's kelim, or you break the roidev's kelim, you're going to be potter for, again, this is now a second svara that the Mechaber has, and that is, however, v'mhoyu shel odom acher, but if this victim, this near breaks while he's running away, he breaks other people's kelim, a third party's kelim, he's going to be chayev. Who be chayev shehamatzel atzmei b'mamun chaver is chayev. Klal gadol hamatzel atzmei b'mamun chaver is chayev. If you try to save yourself with someone else's money, you're chayev. So in a chenami as pikuach nefesh, he's mechuyev to save himself, he's mechuyev to break the other people's kelim, but he has to do it al das l'shalem, amenas to pay. And if he does amenas to pay, he'll taka be chayv. Even if he doesn't, shalom not pay, he's going to be chayv. But that's the way to do it, is amanas l'shalom. We said that there's really a Gemara, which we're going to see later on tonight. We need this Gemara, but there's a Gemara that learns itself from David HaMelech. David HaMelech wanted to kill Plishtim. They were a sakana to Klal Yisrael. They were at war, and he wanted to kill the Plishtim. They were hiding out in a bunch of bushes in Sairim, whatever, in piles of Sairim, in a Kedishim, Amarim of Tvua. And he figured he'll burn down the Tvua, and with the Tvua he'll burn these people down as well. And he wanted to save himself. He sent to Shaila, and they sent back that he has to chachomim. They sent back that he's also lahatzel atzmoi b'mamun chaveri. And the Rishonim say, but he has to do it. I'm not l'sham. It means he thought, well, he was mesupik that maybe he had a right to be matzel atzmoi and to burn it down and be potug. Because look, it's Sakana Savaji, he's trying to save Gans Klal Yisrael. And if them zok the Gemara, no, matzal atzma mamun chaveri is chayev, and you would have to do it amnas l'shalim. Otherwise, it's also lahatzal atzma mamun chaveri. And last week we discussed bariches based on the shach. Why don't you have a patur tak over here of oinis? It's Sakana Savaji. We know that every mazik ba'oinis is potter. Oinis gadol, I mean, oinis kein aved is chayev, but we pass an oinis gomor, like even kein geneva, the Ramon, Shinayin Ches, paskans that we're potter. So why over here, ain't look how oinis gadol means there? And we had a teretz that this is not considered an oinis like that oinis. We were makalak. I'd rather not go back into it. But what we see here in the second shalav of the Mechaber is that if the nirdev breaks other people's kelim, you have a klal, a matz, atz, bomam, and chayev is chayev. Now, it's important to discuss. There's a shulchan aruch harav in Hilchos Gzeila, Siv Beis. The Shulchan Aruch Rav is mayrich a little bit on this, and it's important. Halacha l'maisa, and he says that this din that you're chayv, but we just said, but you're allowed to do. If you're matzat v'lo chaver and you have sakonis and foshes, you're mechuyv to do that, albeit amunas l'shalom. But you have a chiv out hatzolos nefoshes to do that to save yourself. You should be mazik someone else's mommy to save yourself. Zokto shukhanok rav, this is limited to a case of sakonis nefoshes. But what would be if the person is a chayli she'em by sakona, or someone's being yasim yisurei haguf? He's beating him up terribly, but it's not to the degree that he'll die from his wounds. So he's mamish in a bad matziv, and he could save himself by taking a shavar pruta of his friend. He could maybe use his phone to make a phone call. I don't know, but he could save himself by just doing something from his friend, stealing something from his friend to save himself. Zokta shukhanok harav, he's now allowed to do it. He has to suffer the yisurei haguf. Chayli shem by sakon, he has to stay sick. He's now allowed to do it. Because vivait is no sakonis nefoshes. You don't have a heta. Even if you're doing it amnas l'shalim, you don't have a heta. There's still an ism in atari to steal. There's still an ism in atari to be mazik. You have no right to be mazik, even amnas l'shalim. But mokum, that there's no pikuach nefesh.
And assume that his friend
will
be
nichalai. One second. And not only that, he says, even if amnas, you want to pay a dova yofa mimenu, you'll exchange. You're going to be mazik an old gun of his, and you replace him, you'll give him a new gun, but you need that gun to shoot the guy, to stop him. No, you're not allowed to do it. It's also, you have no heta. It's only by sakonis nefoshes, there you have a heta. Now, your shiloh is really not for here. Your shiloh is stomach, klolis to geshaloh. There's a shach in shinnan chesiv katan aleph that, can I take somebody's chefetz? We have a non tzadi who would allow me to use his chefetz. The Rishonim, Taisus, and Mordechai hold it's also. The Shach wants to argue with the Rishonim. It's really not for here. It's also the same. It's a non-Sahadin. L'chayre, it should be the same. That's what Shulchan Aruch Rav says, that this whole heta is only because of Sakonis and Foshes. Anything short of Sakonis and Foshes, even if you do it Amanas L'Shalim, is also. And you're not allowed to do it. Not only Yechayiv, you're not allowed to do it. Here, Chach, you're allowed to do because Sakonis and Foshes just Yechayiv. But when you don't have a sakonis of foshes, it's even usa to do. You're not allowed to do it. Mamisha. Even sakonis eva. If there's sakonis eva, there's no sakonis of foshes. If there's
no
sakonis eva, the whole shayla. The whole shayla, what to do with Shabbos sakonis eva. If it's an ayin, an ayin is sakonis of foshes. If it's other things, it's not foshes at all. I'd rather not go into it. But what I would like to go into is if you start again from the Mechab is telling you two types of roidifs. One is a roidif that's roidif acha kaver lohargoy, which is the, everyone knows that din of a roidif. And the second din of roidif, which is in Sanhedrin, Barichas, is your roidif acha echem yarayis loinze. Now, we go, it's makhlekes tanoim, but let's say we go like the Tana that there's no sakonis nefoshes involved when he's trying to be ma'anis Naira Murasa, let's say. He's been trying to be ma'anis a sister. There's no sakonis. I mean, she's not good. She's not, doesn't have any threat of being killed. And nevertheless, you have a patur, you have a nerachiv, actually, to kill the guy. Matzilin oisa benafshur shoraydif. You can kill him to save her from arayis. You're allowed to do that. However, in this case, there is no sakonis nefoshes. Nevertheless, it's a gzeris hakos, it's a hekesh to teretzicha. They allowed to kill the roidif, even though there's no sakonis nefoshes. It's a chiddush din. What would be b'chahai gavno that she could save herself by using somebody else's money, stealing someone's money, or being mazik someone's money? Does she have a right to do that al manas l'shalim? Just like by sakonis nefoshes, we say she has a right to do al manas l'shalim. Does a person, does an erva have a right to be matzal atzma b'mamun chaver amanas l'shalim? Or do we say it's just like a chayli or yisuri aguf, that vivat is no sakonis nefoshes involved, you have no heta. If you're going to do it, not only a chayb, you have no heta to do it. Sakonis nefoshes gives you the heta. But anything short of sakonis nefoshes, you have no heta to be matzal yourself. What would be in such a case? I didn't see any achrayim who discussed this shayla. However, what I did see was a whole list of achrayim, starting from the Mishnah Melech, who discuss a different shayla. Could someone who's ready for achayeva, if she has the ability to save herself, aydei chilul Shabbos, let's say it's on Shabbos, and you want to kill him, you have a right to kill him. That's right in Exeris HaKosif. You have a right to kill him to be matzal atzma b'nafshah shoraydif. Do you allow to kill him on Shabbos? If there's a chilul Shabbos involved, let's say you have to shoot an arrow and it'll be havaris dal ramis. You have to burn him and it'll be Issa Havara. Or maybe that's him killing itself. The Achronim discussed, maybe that's considered an Issa Shabbos. You have to know if it's considered a tikkun or not. But are you allowed to be Mechalu Shabbos to save an Erva, a Reidav Acha Erva? Mishul Melech Lez Ashali says, could be you only have a right to Mechalu Shabbos because Sakonis and Foshes, but a right of Acha Erev, there's no Sakonis and Foshes. At the end, Mishul Melech tries to bring a right from a couple of Rishonim that yes, you have a right to be Mechalu Shabbos even though there's no Sakonis and Foshes. Tries to be Matcha the Raya, but that's how he's Meitah. A lot of Achronim since then have discussed Ashala, but Lamaisi, it's really Friedrich, because there's a Mufush Rabbeinu Yonit Sanhedrin Ayin Gimel Nomer Aleph that he touches up Lehedya, that you're allowed to kill a Roidevacha Erva even Aidei Chalul Shabbos. Period. I just know the kinds of voices, doesn't say why, but you're allowed to do it. And it's a Knesset Agdele in Tovchav Hey as well, in Chayshav Mishpat, Hagoyis Atur Sivkon Chavav, says the same thing, Me'atzmoy, without the Rabbeinu Yonit, a Dova Poshet, you're allowed to kill a Roidevacha Erva even Aidei Chalul Shabbos. So it's Yitochein. That if they say that you're allowed to do a day Chilul Shabbos, then who, and that issa of Chilul Shabbos was nitcha because of this chayim dikadin of a raidev, then l'chayr hu adin you're allowed to do it a day hezek mamu chaveri. I mean, she would be allowed to be matzal atma, but mamu chaveri adasal sham. Maybe the same gedarim like here by sakana safach. I mean, if you see the Torah equates it to where would this come from? So some akhrenim say to my zechayshiv, I believe on the Shah Melech, others say as well, is because that's good for nechal on the hekesh. If you have a hekesh, then you're allowed to kill a raidev. Just like you're allowed to kill a roidavaka, someone to kill, he's trying to kill somebody. That right, if you're allowed to kill, so too you're allowed to kill a roidavaka ever. So nichal on that hekesh, just like you're allowed to kill a roidavaka kaveh lohogai on Shabbos, so too you're allowed to kill a roidavaka ever on Shabbos.
She's allowed to tell
a
guy to save it, just like
for the shemus
on Shabbos.
Well, even easier. Why not? That's for sure, mata. That's what. That's a shashvus. But I'm talking about to be mazik.
I think she could be mitzvah guy to be mazik.
And what she could do it herself. I'm saying the madok. You see, the isuchom of Shabbos was nitcha to save atzala. Sorry.
Before by chalashim b'sakana.
Right.
So the guy have a shams. It's not that to tell a guy for chalashim b'sakana. What about mahasik mamun chaveru?
Oh, by you want to know by a chalishim b'sakana? Do you have the heta of amir la'akam? If it's only a shvus. It's only a shvos, and we know that for refuah, the yalada bidaycha isurei derabbanon. So you want to say that if there's only a shvos, it's isurei derabbanon. But lemaisa,
you're getting
big maisa. You have a toy mechma situation that if he does more, all right. I would have to clarify about the shaila. But what end up the choyer should come out, at least like that side, if you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, you're allowed to be Matzal Atzmo, but Mamu Chavera as well, even by your right. And then it would be a little easier, better than Mechal. Even though Mechal is not talking about Heta, Mechal is talking about Potter, that he's just saying that with Yechayven. But the Mechal puts the two dinim together, it sounds like he equates the dinim, and therefore in that Bechagana will be Mutter as well. All right, let's go on to the third case of the Mechal. Which is what I would like. Sorry? In which case? In Aret of Acha Erva. It's talking about those cases. It talks about Zachor. The Gemara lists of a bunch of things in Sanhedrin over there. All right. Let's go to the third Shlav of the Machab. And this is where I would like to focus tonight. I hope I finish it. There's a lot of raid here, a lot of chuvis, a lot of stories. But interesting, none of not. I mean, Zofanot looks like it's a very simple, peaceful halacha, yet it's a tumult all over. All over Cheshire Mishra, except for here. It's in Tazan. All right, let's start. The Echod Sherodov Acha Haroidev Lahatzel Eser Nirdev. I'm chasing this Roidev. There's a Roidev trying to kill somebody, or there's a Roidev trying to be Mizana with somebody, and I'm running after this Roidev like I should to try to prevent him from doing that. I'm a Roidev Acha Haroidev. And what happens? The Shava Kalim, and while I'm doing that, I break Kalim. Bain shall raidif, whether I break the kelim of the raidif, bain shall call adam, whether I break the kelim of call adam, it's irrelevant, potter, I'm potter. Now, l'chayro, the nirdaf we just said breaks the kelim is chayif. But if a third party, the matzil, breaks the matzil is going to be potter. What's the reason? It's a special takonis chazal. Kidei shula yevoy malimna malatol es nirdaf. If I know that while I'm running to help you out, tell people out, a good Samaritan, all of a sudden, I'm going to be slapped at a bill at the end for any hezek I do, I'm going to think twice, three times, I might decide altogether not to do this. What if Mali Litzarez is? Let him get killed, what do I care? I should risk my moment to try to save the guy? So, therefore, Chazal had to come along, and they gave me a special tour of being Matzal Atzma, Mamun Kaveh. I'm allowed to be Matzal Acherim, but Mamun chaveram. A lot of to be matzel somebody, I have a special patur, a takana, kedei shelo yovo milumnim latzos anidav. If they wouldn't have made the takana, I wouldn't have done it. So I need this takana to patur me. Now I know I can go peacefully with a free mind. I know I can do whatever it takes to be matzel that guy, and I'll try my best to save his life or to save him from Minerva. A special takanas chazal. And the Losh Mechabes Kadesh Shalom Yavoy Milimnim Latzal Zanirda. If you look in the Rambam in Chayv Lamazik, over there in Perches Aloch Yedal and the Meiri in Babakama, Kuf Yedzainam Mebeis, they are moisif on very important akud as well. We'll see tonight, hopefully, how important this is. They say that not only we have a chash that you might altogether give up in the Yimna and not do it, but even if you decide you're going to do it, but when you're running, you can be mismameya. You're going to slow down. If you see that you're near somebody's kalim, you're going to hurt something or damage something, you're going to be a little more careful and go a little more slowly and to try to circumvent it or whatever it is, and you'll end up getting to the scene of the accident, the scene of the crime, 3 seconds later. We don't want that. Even that ichur, that hismamos, that the delay that you're going to have in your hatsala, that those precious seconds could cost a life. Those seconds we also are afraid of. And if we had to make a takana, that you're going to go ahead and you're going to be potter and do whatever it takes, don't bother, just go, run, damage, whatever it takes to save the person. So we need a special takana to make sure that you are matzel this person. That's the Gemara. Now, if you look at the Mechaber gives two cases. One case was Yeshava Kalim Shal Roidif, and one case was that Yeshava Kalim Shal Kol Adam. Lemais, if you look in the Gemara has another case, another Shlav. It's Pashit, it's Nechom Emi Kol Adam. The Gemara says, Ben Kalim Shal Roidif, Ben Kalim Shal Nirdav, Ben Kalim Shal Kol Adam. The Mechaber left out that middle case. The Mechaber only said, Ben Kalim Shal Roidif, Ben Kalim Shal Kol Adam. You can say Nirdif is Nichlan Kol Adam. Touch it. Good. But why did Mechaber Meshanef no Loshna Gemara? The Gemara says all three. Mechaber was Mekatzah Shtikal, but he left out this middle Shlav. When Be'etim, you could ask the other way on the Mechaber. The Mechaber gives off Ben Kelum Sharaidif. Why do you need the Ptur of a Takana for Kelum Sharaidif? I think the Kelum Sharaidif should be potter without a Takana. Just like when the Nirdav breaks the Kelim Shal Roidav, he's potter. If I'm allowed to kill the Roidav, certainly I'm allowed to break his Kelim to save. Well, that Kavachoyma is applicable for a third party also, a Matzel. Could he kill the Roidav to save the third person? Yes. So if he can kill this Roidav, certainly he could break the Kelim of the Roidav to save. So the same Kavachoyma that parted the Nirdav when he breaks the Kelim Shal Roidav should part the third party when he breaks the Kelim Shal Roidav. So why did Mechaber slap it together, part of the Takana? It sounds like even that, Kelim Shal Roidav needs a Takana Kadesh Leyevoy Min Limna Melatel Eser Nirdav. All right, let's take it apart slowly. We'll start with one tshuva. The tshuva is Makar Baruch. It's very important to get the case from Makar Baruch. The tshuva was as follows. Just to get your tongue wet, this halakha is so negeya. I mean, we discussed last week so many variables, but I'll give you one variable. Ma'aseh mechayim is that when you're on a tzala call, and Nebuch, when you're running to answer to a, respond to a call, you end up in a car accident. You end up damaging something when you pull into the guy's house. You end up damaging his driveway, his mailbox post, or his. You didn't stop in time right in front of his garage door, and you smash into the garage door. There are a lot of hezekim that unfortunately come about through a tzala. They mean well and they do a lot of good things, but mitamol, very often they have hezekim. Are they going to be chayiv on these hezekim? Now, based on this halakha, you could argue maybe they'll have this takon and that will be a ptur for them to pata. When they're trying to help the person himself and they're trying to apply, I don't know, some procedure, cardiac arrest, and they want to pump him to get him, and they have to rip open his clothing, rip his shirt, rip his tzitzis, rip his undershirt, are they going to be chayef for the tear of the clothing? They're being mazik. Well, do they have a right to do it? Also, it's takona. And we're going to have to play it out slowly, but let's go. Let's go slowly. There's a tshuvas makor baruch simin mem aleph.
Are you saying that the takana would be any time the person crosses, even if there's no road in?
L'chayre, that you see in the tshuvas, it sounds like that, and in the Rishonim, that avada this din, it's a good thing that you pointed out, avada this halacha, this takana, was not limited to a roidiv. It could be any other type of atzala, where there was a tzayach in the atzala, to give you this license to break, you have this takana that you're allowed to break. Anytime you matzal chaveroi, you have this takana. Now, I shouldn't say anytime, because you can see shortly from a kar baruch, it's limited. But b'yisoid, yes, it doesn't have to be dafka or roidif nirdif dynamic. Anytime there's a purpose of Hatzala, you'll have this takana. Now let me give you a tshuva. There's in tshuvas makar baruch, it was a friyah to consume him, if he says the following. There was a case that there was a fire broke out in somebody's house, and he calls it a chimney. I think it means a chimney, I'm not sure. But it was burning the chimney, and from there it started to burn, and it was spreading across the house. Came along a good Samaritan and decided to save the guy's nechassim. What he did was, is he started to break the roof and break the tiles and break the walls to separate most of the house or a portion of the house from where the fire was, so therefore the fire can't spread and damage the entire house. That was the case. And by doing so, he ended up breaking his way through, like mamish firemen do. You know, they axe and they break anything in sight. Well, that's what he did as well. He caused rizika damage while trying to save this guy's house. And after he did that, they came to a din Torah that the balabais, the nitzel, came to din Torah to be tevei the matzel for, look at all the hezek you did by breaking and axing, and you did gefelach hezek, you should owe me the money for the hezek that you did. So the Makar Baruch says, look, you have this takon over here, that anytime you're a matzel, you have a patur. But Zok the Makar Baruch, no, this patur is only by sakonis nefashis. It's not going to be, over here in this case of Makar Baruch, there was no sakonis nefashis. No one was in the house at the time. There's no sakonis nefashis, it's only hefsid mamin. For hefsid mamin, we never found that there was a takana. As is Zok the Makar Baruch. But Zok the Makar Baruch, I give you a different reason why you'll be pata. And he says, it's a dove of parsha too, that you don't need a takana to pater gai b'chai gamna. What was his choice? His choice was to sit back and let the whole house go up in smoke, or to break part of the house to save part of the house. So he says, this is a pata min adin. What he was doing was b'cha hara b'miudai. He chose the smaller damage, the smaller of the two, the better of the two evils. He had a choice, either to damage $20,000 worth of damage, or to have the whole house, $200,000, go up in smoke. He opted to do the $20,000. Because I gam no yopata min adin, without any takana, because we're talking about the moment of the nirdif himself, that is a dava pasha, it's min asvara, that yopata, even when there's no takana. Because the takana was talk about tzolos nefashos, and this is only by tzolos moment, there's no takana. That is the tshuvas makar baruch. Beautiful Makar Baruch. What you see from the Makar Baruch is a yesoid. Two yesoidists. First of all, you see that the whole takana was only when there was sakonas nefashos, not by sakonas mamon, hefsa mamon, which we're going to discuss shortly more barikas. But the second thing what you see from the Makar Baruch is that there's a dava poshet, a svara mi bachutz, a poshet a svara, that when you're dealing with a hefsa mamon of the nirdif himself, that you pot without any takana. That you pot because you're boicha rabbi miyutai. What was the choice? To have more damage? So you did a mataiva by having smaller damage. That's pata min asvara. So I would like to suggest that could be that's why that Mechaba left out that shlav. He left out the shlav of bein kelim shal nirda because he didn't need the kelim shal nirda, because that's a svara pshuta min bachutz that yabaycha rabim yuta. This nirda has a choice of either being killed or being nanas with arayis or losing a few dollars. You're losing his kelim. That's a dava parshat. He was b'echa rabbi miyuta by damaging his kelim rather than having him killed or having him nensa. So that's a svarim in bachut. So that's why the Mechaber may have left it out. The elder was a dava parshat. He didn't need it. That's why he left it out. He was just kelim, ben kelim shogallah, the mitzpatim mitzara tagana. Because kelim shal nirdaf is a svarim in bachut. A suggestion. You see, it's not so gishmak, but it's a suggestion. Now, I didn't improve. One second. I was anything. I was Mavriya Kari.
Yeah, you made an improvement.
I didn't improve. That's not it. That's Matzal Ari. That's not the Yerid. That has a whole different halachas. It's really not for now. It's very complicated halachas. It's not for now. All right. Lamai says, Im Kol Zeh, even though maybe that's a plan for the Mechaber, but the bottom line is the Gemara did say it. The Gemara did say that Bein Shel Kelev Sharoide, Bein Kelev Shal Nirda, Bein Kelev Shal Kaladim is Patam Itzana Takana. So why did the Gemara need this Takana for Kelev Shal Nirda? L'chayra, Kelev Shal Nirda is Pashit, and it's Pashit Mitzana Takana. So, like the Makar Brachos, especially Makar Tzarim, Mitzad HaSvara, like the Makar Brachos. So why did the Gemara Taka need Kelim Shal Nirda for Al Satakon that should be Potem and HaSvara of Boicha Rabbi Miyutai? So I'd like to suggest that I don't have a raya mufurash, I have a raglaim lad of a degaraya, that this whole svar of the Makar Baruch, that you put them in a svar when you're Beicha Rabbi Miyutai, is only if Lesefesh Odovi you ended up saving. If at the end of the day you taka saved this guy, so the two choices of losing $200,000 or losing $20,000, so B'chai Gamli, you did a toiva by only making him lose $20,000. But let's say the guy needed to damage his car and whatever it is, he drove his car into the house to try to save the house, and instead of saving the house, adraba, the house went up in smoke plus the guy's car. So you ended up being mazik more than you actually saved, because he saved nothing. You meant well, you had good intentions, and it was a good plan, and maybe you would have saved the guy, but at Seifa Shadavi, you didn't save. The Kaigam, like here, very stark, the Makar Baruch Svar doesn't apply, even though you meant well, but the bottom line is, if you were mazik, and you didn't do him any toiva, you're going to be chai for that hezik. However, mitzad the takano, you will be potter. That's mavuna chuvus kavazion and nesivis that they both hold that this takano being matzal and breaking the kalim works even if you were not successful. You're running after the right to stop it from killing, and you broke people's kalim on the way. And at the end of the day, nebuch, you couldn't save the guy, and he got killed. Still, you're going to be potter mitzad the takano. The takano is absolute. Kedei shalo yimna milatzal chaver. Whatever it takes, try to save, and that. Anytime by Sakonis, correct. Anytime, correct. Not by mom, but anytime the Sakonis Nefashis, you have the Takana across the board, no matter what, even if you're unsuccessful. So therefore, that's very good. Why the Gemara needs this Takana? Because even though you have the Svar of the Makar Baruch, that is the Dava Pasha, he says Beicher Rabbi Miyutai. But if you were unsuccessful, you don't have that Svar. If you try to break the kalim of the nirdav to try to save him, and you were unsuccessful, you wouldn't have the svara of the Makar Baruch. Yet you'd be potter still as this new takana, and that's why it could be. That's why the Gemara had to put it all together. Lamaisa, there's also another etza. There's a chedusha anshei shem who suggests he has a chacha. I'd rather naguntes chachets. There's way to be madchis raya, but he suggests that this takana of this takana that they made was a takana even if you were able to save in a different way. If, let's say, I'm trying to stop this roidif, and I'm running after him, and I drive through your fence, and I smash your fence to try to stop the guy, and I tackle, let's say, I'm successful, not successful, irrelevant, but I'm trying to be matzel, and hindsight, you know, I could have just as easily gone around the fence. I didn't have to smash your fence. I'm still potter. Even if I could save in a different oifen, I'm still going to be potter. It's irrelevant. They made an absolute takana. And I'll bring you a raya lezeh. The Rambam says, that's why it's very important, they were moisef, the takana wasn't just kadesh lo yimna mela'atzel. The katana was also kadesh lo yismameya u'mela'ayin bederech, that while you're running, you're going to try to see and waste those extra 2-3 seconds to try to see the best way how to get around those kalim and not damage while you're saving. The Rambam said that they made a takana even for those precious seconds, not even to do that. Means we don't want you to make that chedron. We want you to damage and damage and damage as long as you're being matzal. Go do whatever it takes, even though the Sefer Shadav, you could have done it around in a different way and not damage. We don't want that. We don't even want you to waste those seconds. Just damage whatever it takes to save. So if that's the case, so it's very geschmack why I need a takana. I need the takana, b'chiyai gavna, that I could have saved in a different way. So I don't have the svar of the Makar Baruch, b'echa rabbi miyutai. I could have easily saved without knocking down and smashing through the house. I could have just spritzed some water. There was a fire extinguisher right there. Instead, I did the bold way of breaking the house in half. Just take the fire extinguisher and push it, pull out the, and extinguish the fire. No. Even so, I could have done it in a different way, still have the p'tur of this takana. The takana was absolute, a very broad takana. So that the Svar of the Makar Baruch wouldn't be applicable because I got in the way I could have saved in a different way. And that could be a teretz to the Mechaber as well. Why did Mechaber need to come on, Ben Kelim Sharoidev, Ben Kelim Shalokaladim? We asked before, why didn't you Kelim Sharoidev for? Kelim Sharoidev should be potter out of Kavuchayim. I'm allowed to kill him, I'm allowed to smash his money. Right? Like, just like the Nirdav has it. You could say this is the case. You're right. Normally I will have that Kavachayma. But what would be in the case where I try to save the guy by breaking the Kalim Sharoidev unnecessarily? I didn't have to break his Kalim. Could have done the same exact thing without breaking his Kalim. And I broke his Kalim anyway. So out the svara shleich chama mamayna migufa. I don't have that svara, because that svara is only what it's necessity, what it takes to save. But if I didn't have to break this kelim to save, I won't have the p'tur of leih mamayna chama migufa. Do I have a right to kill him if I could be matzal be'echem me'avarav? No, I only have the p'tur if that's what it takes. Well, so too, I don't have a right to damage kelim unnecessarily, only if that's what it takes to save. But as the takana is absolute, I'll be potter b'chol oifen. Even if I'm mazik in a way that it was not necessary, I look back, I didn't have to do it, still I'd be potter because it's takana. The takana is absolute. I'd be potter as this takana k'desh lo yimne melahatzal, across the board. So b'oifen, that this takana is, even if I'm unsuccessful, and b'oifen, that this takana is, even if I didn't need that shvira in order to be matzal. I have this takana, and that's why the Gemara needs a takana, say for kelim shoroidif as well, and say for kelim shonudif, besides kelim shokolodim. All right.
Why should a nirdif be any different than any person going to be matzal? Why don't we say that the takana applies to the nirdif also?
Okay, the nirdif can't have the takana, because what's the whole takana? Kadesh la yimna. That you, what would you have done otherwise? You want to save this. But the nirdaf, you're going to tell me if the nirdaf went to save himself. If he had the option to pay, he would have zikha saved himself anyway.
You may slow down for a second, so you know, I can go around.
No, the nirdaf is going to do whatever it takes to save himself. If he's under a sakana, he's going to save himself whatever it takes. He won't waste. If he knows those precious seconds might make the difference, he's not going to waste his time. He's going to try his best, whatever it takes, to save himself. So only an outsider who says, Mali Latara Zois, why do I have to get into this problem? It's just between the two of them. Why do I have to get involved for? Especially if I'm risking my money, then we need the takana to try to pat him kedei, that he should try to save his best. All right. Now this yisoid of the Makar Baruch, I want to go back to his yisoid, a very important word. He limits this halacha to damfka, to a case of sakonis nefajas, not to a case of hefsed moment. And it's really meduik like that in the Makaba. The Makaba limits it only to a case of roidif lo acha chaver lo hagroi, or roidif achas meharayis lainza. And he puts all the three halachas together. Sounds like the last halacha of Makaba is also limited only a case to a roidif acha chaver lo hagroi, or acha meharayis. But not stam a roidif who's being mazik, someone threatening to be mazik. You see, taka, someone's being mazik. You don't have a right to damage. You don't have this patur, this takana to damage, kedei to stop Vienna from damaging. You won't have that patur. This word, really bad to me, it's a mi'iri. The mi'iri brother Kami, after he brings down this halacha, he says, you should know this halacha is limited. He brings down a limited matter, like the Makaba, to these cases, applies to these cases, sai by reidav achaveir lahargai, sai reidav achan mekol arayis. But he says, from a mi'iri, but for hefsed moment, not. And so before should Nesivus HaMishpat, there's a Nesivus HaMishpat early on in Shim Mem, Sifkat and Vav, who says, Lahedya, that this takon is only by Sakonas and Foshes, not by Hefzid Momin. There's a Nesivus in Ayin Beis, is Mashma like that as well, that you need Sakonas, Sifkat and Yudzayin, you need Sakonas and Foshes to have this takon. With anything short, Sakonas and Foshes, or Echad from the Arayas, any real din roidif, anything short of that, you will not have this takon. Now, I mean, to apply it, it's very geschmack. So if you're going to run after the guy, let's say you're on a hatzalah call, so if you're ripping the victim's clothing himself to try to save him, so and you are successful in doing so, saving him, so you have Beicha Rabbi Miutai, you have the Makar Baruch Svarim. But if you had to get it, you got into an accident on the way, you did something on the way, so there you don't have the svara of the Makar Baruch Beicha Rabbi Miutai. You have to come on to the svara of the takana. Well, if the person was in the cold one, if he was in the sakonas nefashis, if it was just a regular hatzola call, you know, sometimes you don't know, and it's a suffix sakonas nefashis. But let's say you know that this hatzola call is now sakonas nefashis, and you got into this accident, you're not going to have this p'tur. You're not going to have this takana, and the hatzola member will take a v'chayv. You don't have this p'tur. The whole p'tur, this whole takana, was only for atzolos and fashis, or for arayis. But anything short of that, you're not going to have this takana. Now, what's the svar to be mechalik between sakonas and fashis and hefsed momin? So, b'pruta, you could say that Chazal, only for a tzorich gadol of sakonas and fashis, or a tzorich gadol of reidav acher, they were mesakim. But stam for hefsed momin, which is not such a great tzorich, they didn't invoke, they didn't enact this new takana, a broad takana to pat him in his atzolah. That's Kipshutai. I would like to suggest a bit tifa. Like the Shulchan Aruch Rav, we just said before Shulchan Aruch Rav. Shulchan Aruch Rav says that if you're in a sakonas nefashis, you have a right to be matzal atzmo b'mamon chaver amnas l'shalem. You're going to be chayiv, the nirdav is chayiv, but he has a rishus. It's mutaf him to do. But if it's not sakana sanfarshis, if it's only a chayli shein bei sakana, or if let's say it's a hefsid moment, or yisuri aguf shein beim sakana, zokter shulchanu karav, it's also to be matzal atzmi b'mamu chaveri, even amanas l'shalim. So it makes a lot of sense. Chazal when they were misakin that takana, they made a takana to pater him. They didn't give him a heta. They only patted him from chiyuv moment. So bishleimi when it's a constant forces that be'etzim it's muta to do, just have a chiyuv l'shalim. So came along Chazal said kedei shelo yimna mila atzol, they patted you from chiyuvim. But when it's talking about atzolus moment, which it's also lo mitzina, we never found the Chazal said that this issa goes out the window. We never found the Chazal gave you a heta to this issa. They gave you a ptur in a moment, but they never said you're allowed to do something which is also. And it's also to be matzel, even matzel chaveri, it's also to be matzel chaveri, but moment of a third party. You're not allowed to do that. It's also. Even though das l'shalem, it's also. So if it's also, why would Chazal make that takono? I'll say it even a bit tiefer. It could very well be that the whole takona that they did was kidei that you should be mekayim your chiyuve hatzalah. If I'm in a situation that I could save somebody from sakonis and foshes, I have a chiv to save. And if I'm in a situation I already know that I might damage Kalim on the way, if I had asked the rabbi would say, you have a chiv to save, even if you damage Kalim on the way, you'll just have to pay. But you have a chiv to do that. Unfortunately, people weren't oimid on this nisoyan, and they were afraid that they're going to be cheap and frugal and worry about their own money not to pay. So Kalem came on Kazal and said, no, we want you to be Mekayim your din. Your din is to be matzel, even if you lose money, we know, even if you break Kalem, we want you to be matzel. The Torah is Mechayiv to be matzel, even Mechayiv Gavna. You're worried about losing money? No problem. We'll take away the Hefzid Mama. We'll take away your Chiyuvei Mazik. Save. Just save whatever it takes, but save. Kidei to be Mekayim your Chiyuvei Atzolam. It's all to be Mekayim your Chiyuvim. But if it's matzel, Momen chaveroi, where you have no chiv minatoya to be matzah momen chaveroi ayidei hezek momen of a third body. Not only that, it's even usa to do. Chazal would never make this takana. The whole takana was kedei shelo yimna melahatzah what you're supposed to do. Well, b'chayai gavna, if you ask the rabbi, I have to save Yenna's money, have a chiv ashoves aveda, l'samar adam rea, whatever, have a chiv ashoves aveda, but in order to do so, I'm going to have to be mazik somebody else. Could I do so? The rabbi would say, no, it's also, you're not allowed to do so. So why would Chazal make a takana now if it's also, it's not your din, the Chazal won't make a takana to part to you from being mazik. They only made this takana in order that you should be mekayim all the chiyuvim that you have in your hatzalah. But if you taka also to do, they wouldn't be mesakin that. And Baruch Hashem, this rayon I found in the Or Gadol, and the truth is Or Gadol, Siman Aleph, over there, in brackets, he says, I think it's Tav Chof and Aleph in the Amudei of the Sefer. He says that he holds minasvara that to save somebody else from sakonis of fortress, even ayidei, mazik somebody, mazik someone's mamon, amanas l'shalim is muta. That's what he says in the thing. That's what he's trying to prove, that it's not just that you taka have a heta to do. You're allowed to save somebody from a sakonis of fortress, even if it means being even is a mazik. And in brackets he says, what's my raya l'dava? This halacha. Because if it wouldn't be that you have a heta, if it wouldn't be that you had a chiv to do, Chazal wouldn't be mesaken. The whole takana's Chazal is because you have a heta and a chiv to do. But if you wouldn't have that chiv, they wouldn't do it. Well, be matzo mom in chaveroi, be matzo somebody from a hefzid, or be matzo chili shem by sakana, where you have no chiv to do so, ayidei, hurting someone or damaging someone else's kelim, so then they would make the takana. That's why the takana is only limited to sakonis sefashis, but it's not to the cases of hefzid mamon. And you're going to have to say, like I said before, that roi devacha erva, where you see that they made this takana, you're going to have to say, roi devacha erva, you have this chiv to be matzal and erva, even ayidei mazak mamon chaveri, just like you're allowed to be mechal shabbos to save this erva. And that's why they make the takana. But b'chaygano, they have the moment where you don't have this chiv, and they wouldn't make the takana. All right.
Why do you make the brightness or the near of pay? Once you make the takana,
instead of making the takana, make the near of pay. So the gadol, that's a good shaila. It's really not for now, because I'll tell you, you don't even need the takana. This is a rosh that says in Sanhedrin that any haitzos that the matzal expends on behalf of his atzala, the nitzel has to reimburse him. So bezois he kastamias, that's minadin. So you could hear, so why do you need a takana? Every matzal who breaks kalim, and by he'll have to pay. So he'll now pay the nizik for the damage. Let him recoup that hefsid from the nitzel, because that's minadin. That's what I had to expand on behalf of his atzala. So why you need the takana altogether? Why you need a takana? Let's just say, stam, that you're going to be reimbursed from the nizit, from the nitzel. You'll always be reimbursed from the victim, so you don't need the takana. So first of all, I don't want to have to go down to a din Torah with the guy, and what happens if the guy doesn't have money, won't pay me back. And altogether, we had before a svara that bechlal, they made the takana all encompassing, even if you didn't need to break this kelim, even if you were unsuccessful. Because I gav them the nitzel wouldn't have to pay you, so you wouldn't do it. So kadesh alayim, now we had to make the takana. So it's a broad takana bechal oifin. But at the end of the day, I saw already a Heintek Tshuva who missed this, who had a case of, his case was that, remember, similar to the Makar Barak, he didn't bring the Makar Barak, that he was trying to save a house from a fire, and he shot the house with water, and he did terrible water damage to the house and to the neighbor's house. There's a whole story there. And he, Minasari, said, oh, you have this takana of Kadesh Yatzel, it's supposed that you have this takana. Now, Lamai says it's not true. It's Mavur and it's Mash and the Shulchan Aruch and the Shreinim and the Shubas of Magar Brok, I said, and Sivis. That's only Takana, it's not virtues, you have the Takana. If it's only half some moment, you will not have the Takana. So if you're doing fireman damage through axes and water damage, and there was no Hatzalos Nefarshas involved, you will not have the Takon and Yotaka Bichayv. Navas, you can invoke the Makar Brok, so that if you're damaging the Nirdav Kalim and you're Taka successful, so you're Becher Rabbi Mutoi. But if you damage the adjacent apartment, which is very often the case, they break through one apartment to get to the other apartment, then you're not going to have a Ptur. For the second apartment, Yotaka Bichayv. For the adjacent apartment that wasn't in risk of being burned down, then you're going to be chayv on his hefsid, because you don't have this takana. If there's no hatzalos nefashis, there's no takana. I think it's other pekul nevesh l'chayv should have the same takana. I don't have a riot, I think it should be like that too. No, nechanabi. But if you know that the building was evacuated, you know that no one's in the building, and nechanabi. Grad you should know attack on Shabbos if there's a fire. And you're allowed to be mechallel Shabbos to put out the fire because there's a suffix sakonos nefashos. That's the halacha. But let's say you know that there's no sakonos nefashos. You know that everyone evacuated a building. This fire won't spread to the next building. In the towns in Europe that the buildings were mamish next to each other, once one house went on up in smoke, usually the whole town was burned down. You see the kaseid and tshuvas like that because it caught from one house to the next. But let's say it's spread apart. It's in a rural area, you have no problem, it's not going to catch anything, there's no sakanas of vajras, you don't have this hetta. Responding to our tzalakol, where there's no sakanas of vajras involved, you will not have this hetta. Alright, let's go to the last chelik of...
If the person, the last victim of the fire, if the person is part of the fire department, is a Shomer Shabbos, type of person, he's a frum person, it's the middle of the ball. Are we going to go with the din the mafus, or whatever, if that's what their thing is, if they have to do it. That's what they do.
They smash.
Trouble, or does he have to get off the department?
Maybe he could smash. If it's me matzal, oh, you mean if it's only matzal mamon kaver, and it's taka also. And it's taka also be matzal by hezek mamon of a third party. A lot of be mazik his own money, but you wouldn't be able to damage a third party to save this party from mamon. Maybe. I don't know if there's such a thing in makusa. I don't know if we have such a thing. You're assuming there is. I don't know if there's such a thing. Okay, let's go to the third part, a very geshmaki Indian, and we'll flesh out more examples of this. Let's go back to the Gemara. It's very important to get to the Gemara. The Gemara says, David HaMelech had a shayla. He asked the Chachomim. He wants to burn down the piles of Sa'irim. He wants the Gedishim of Sa'irim, because the Plishim were hiding in these piles. He figured if we burn down these piles, the piles belong to another Yid, he'll burn the Plishim inside these piles. So, and it would be Hatzala for Klal Yisrael. These Plishim are threatening Klal Yisrael. He wants to burn them down, Hatzala's Klal Yisrael. He fact the Shaila to the Chachamim. And for the Chachamim, Heshivu, David HaMelech, it's also Lahatzal Atzmoy, B'momun Chaveri. It's also. And the Rishonim point out, just means also Shalom and Asa Shalom. But Amun Asa Shalom, then it's Mboto. But you'll have to do it, but then you'll have to pay. But Shalom and Asa Shalom, it's Taka also. You're not allowed to be Matzel Atzmei B'mam Chaveri, Matzel Kol Yisrael B'mam Chaveri Shalom and Asa Shalom. That was the Gemara. Frekta Pnei Yeshua, what's going on here? David Melch had a Shaila, and they answered that it's also. What's going on? Gevalt, there's a Takona. There's a Sakonis Nefoshes involved. There's a Sakonis of Kol Yisrael. The whole Yisrael is in danger from these Arabs, from these Palestinians. They're in danger. He can't burn down the Gedishim of Sa'irim. He can't burn them down to save Klal Yisrael. Why not? It's a takana. The takana is whenever the takana is nefashis, you're allowed to burn down. You're allowed to do whatever it takes to be matzah l'atzmoy, matzah l'cherim, even b'momin chaver. You're allowed to be matzah cherim even with the third parties, momin for atzala. How could it be that there was a whole shakar v'tayin and was taka otzah for David HaMelech to do? As a effect of Pnei Yeshua. No, anyone have a teretz kasha? Bomb kasha. Before the gzera. Why wasn't even in danger? The plishim were right there. The plishim were hiding.
No, he wasn't doing it right now. He had a plan. He's going to be doing it anyway.
The strategic.
You're talking about a melech.
Right.
So, what was his kasha to begin with?
Yeah, that's also kasha.
No, that's the teretz. The teretz was that it's also, but a melech could do whatever he wants. That was it. But the shaila was, I want to know min adin. Do I have a right to do it? And they told him it was also. What happened to the takona? And the before that it was there, that takona was a takona kaduma. It was even before that. This kasha, tans techreinim, and based on terutim of this kasha, you're going to have chidushi dinim coming out here. Let's go one by one. There's at least three terutim to the shaila. First teretz is a teretz of Pnei Yeshua. And for the Pnei Yeshua, that David HaMelech himself was in danger as well. We said that takona only passes if I'm trying to save Yena. Because if not for the takona, let him go. I should risk losing my money because of Yana? Forget it. But for the Nirdav himself, Avad, there's no takana. What would be in a case where there's the Nirdav and the third party there? Everyone's there. The Gansi Yisrael is there, like David HaMelech. Yet everybody there. Do you have a right to be matzol yourself and others, b'mamon kavera? The Pnei Yeshua, no. Because just like the Nirdav doesn't have the takana, because we don't need the takana, you'll save yourself even if you're going to be chayiv. Well, if you're trying to save somebody else and yourself, you have the same svara. I don't need the takana. They would never make a takana b'chagavna. Because if David HaMelech would be chayiv, would he then say, okay, you know what, let the plishim kill us all? About or not, he would still burn down the Godish to save himself. So you don't need the takana. As long as he's in danger, also, you don't have a svara to need the takana. He'll save himself whatever it takes, even if he'd be chayiv. So you don't have this takana. The whole takana was only if you're saving only Yana. But if you're saving yourself as well, Koshkin, you're only saving yourself. But if you're saving yourself as well, you don't have the takana. Hazei zakt Pnei Yeshua. Very sadistic, I didn't Pnei Yeshua. Very muskal. It makes a lot of sense.
It's similar to Eretz, that since he's king, he has a responsibility. He doesn't need a takana.
He has a responsibility to shell out his own money. I know a lot of kings, unfortunately, who haven't, in order to save other people. All right.
King's allowed to, doesn't matter.
Fine. Now.
Why not?
But he wanted to do it shalom and asa shalom. He wanted to save himself from the money. It's a kind of fashion, but he knew that he had, that, like you said, it wasn't imminent danger. Let's say the danger was going to be in a few hours from now. So he had time to yester shalim. He wanted to yester shalim. Do I burn it down shalom nasa shalim, or do I need to burn it down only am nasa shalim? Have them after the gemara heishiva kakom. No, it's also lots of mamu chaver. Because, and that's what gemara says. It's funny. David Melech is the shaila was, can I save Klal Yisrael? If you look at the tshuva of the gemara, was all David Melech. It's also lots of atzmoy b'mamu chaver. They should have said it. That's a lot more chayim b'mamon kaver. It's because David HaMelech, you too, you're also part of this. No. I know that you want to save Klai, so it's very nice. But you have negiyas here too. You're trying to save yourself. If you're trying to save yourself, you have no takana. It's also. As I push up shot in the Gemara. Okay. Problem is that in the Fush and the Sivis Fakert, it's in the Sivis and Shin Mem, Siv Cotton Vav, over there you're talking about a case where you went to Muhammad. You had two cases there. One was you went to Muhammad, and one was by fire. Okay, let's take the case. I'm trying to fight a war, so I grabbed my friend's gun without permission. So I'm a shol shlemidas, I'm a gazlan, to try to fight this war. And Nebuch, while this, call him a gazlan, while the shol shlemidas was fighting this war, Nebuch, his gun was seized, and he lost. It was not his gun. Yedim's gun was seized. He lost the gun. So Zok to Nesivis, he's going to be potter because you have this takana. You have the takana. It's takana, some forces involved. You're trying to fight. So you have a takana, and you're going to be potter even if you're unsuccessful. This is Fush Nesivis. Even if you're unsuccessful, right? The gun was lost. But you still have this takana that you're going to be potter. Isaac to Nesivis, that you're trying to save yourself. So Nesivis, no, but you're trying to save others as well. And since you're trying to save others, you have the takana, because you have a chigara, is it going to be worse than not going to be a takana because you're trying to save yourself as well? You're trying to save other people, you have the takana. Now you're trying to save other people plus yourself. You shouldn't have the takana. Avadi, you have the takana b'chagavna too. Right. So lechayra loit in nesivis, it's against Pnei Yeshua. So lechayra loit in nesivis is going to be shver again the kasha. What's with David HaMelech? The Pnei Yeshua's teretz was that since you're trying to save yourself, it doesn't pass the takana. Nesivis, for some reason, didn't feel that that was a problem. They made the takana, as long as he's saving somebody else, even if you're saving yourself, you have the takana.
He could run away,
then you're not saving yourself.
Offensive war or
defensive war. You're trying to save Christ. If it's a takana, so far it's involved.
It
doesn't make a difference. If it's a takana, what? What's a chilek? If you're trying to, if there's a takana sefash is involved, and you have the takana zakt and sivis, it's irrelevant. As long as you're saving other people, it's irrelevant that you're saving yourself as well.
This guy,
yeah,
if he just cared about himself, would be a lot different. Just for himself, he would.
No, but I'm saying it's for many people. If you're trying to make atzala on many people, yourself included, what's the halacha? Pnei Yeshua says b'chay gavna doesn't pass the takana. The sivis nemzon for a pritis avad b'chay gavna pass the other takana. Now the Maase is Bokshan and the Minchas Pitum over there in Shinbem jumps on the Nesivis without the Pnei Yeshua, but he jumps on the Nesivis. What are you talking about? We mean Vichigara Yavadit Gara. When you're trying to save someone else, there's a need for the Takana. When you're trying to save yourself included, what do I need a Takana for? You're going to save even if you're going to be Chayv. Why would Chazal make a Takana to Pati B'chay Gavna? So Minchas Pitum jumps on the Pnei Yeshua, I'm sorry, on the Nesivis, and he holds me in a Svara Dava Pasha like the Pnei Yeshua that B'chay Gavna doesn't pass the Takana. And Batsim, it's a Papula Charifta as well. The Papula Charifta on the Gemara, Papula Charifta says, why did the Gemara have to say, David Melech asked a Shiloh to be Matzal Yisrael? The tshuva was, Osalatzalatzmoy, B'mam Chavere. Why? It should be Osalatzalachim, B'mam Chavere. That was the Shiloh. Why did the tshuva change from the Shiloh? So we said before that Leit the Pnei is very Geshmak, to teach you this vod, that David Melech, you're included, so you don't have the Takana. Well, Papula Charifta says a different vod. Papula Charifta says like this. He says that there's a chilek between your own hatzala and hatzalas of acherim. He says, in both cases, it's asa. However, but by matzal acherim, you have the takana that you're going to be pata. But since David HaMelech was involved as well, so it's matzal atzmoy, there you're not going to have the takana to pata you, and you're going to be chayef. Means he's saying like the Pnei Yeshua, just with a nice spin on it. He's saying like Pnei Yeshua that he understood that since David HaMelech was trying to save himself as well, he doesn't have the takana. But Techa Dvarim, you see from the Papula Charifta, a new vart, that even when you do have the takana, it means even when you're trying to save only other people, it's still asa to do. A blitz of the Papula Charifta. But just hold on for a second. But let's go back to the first point. Sorry? Let's go back to the first point. What we see from the Papula Charifta is also like the Pnei Yeshua's Vart and the Minchas Pitum's Vart, that if you're there too, you're trying to save yourself as well, you will not have the Takana, not like the Nesivis. And the double Muzba Muskal Admoy, I think La Halacha Yishazicha, passing like that, that if you're there yourself as well, you will not have the Takana. But what you see from the Papula Charifta is a Zaitika Nakuda, that he understood that the Takana was only in Chiyuvim Paturim moment. But it's still going to be asa to do. Sai saving somebody else, Sai saving yourself, it's asa to do, even if you have the Takana to pat you. If you're going to save someone else, it's asa. But if you did it, you're going to be pata. So could be that that's how the Nesivis learned the Gemara. You want to know how the Nesivis is going to learn the Gemara? What do you mean the Nesivis holds that the Takana is even when you're saving yourself as well, as long as you're saving other people too? So could be the Nesivis learned Enechanami. You have the Takana. The Gemara didn't say whether Patach. The Gemara just says it's Asa Lahatza Latzmoy. Kilo like the Teretz was that it's Asa. Not like that in the Gemara. Much of the Rishonim is much that it's also Patur. But the Nesivis could learn that the Gemara is talking about only Asa the Issa Shabbat. You should know that even though you have the Takon and you'll be Patach, but you're going to be Asa to do. You're not allowed to do it. I just find it a double czar. That what was the whole takana? The takana was Kadesh Lo Yimim Malahatzel. If you're going to tell me that the takana was only to pat you for a moment, but you still also to do, what's the Papula Charifta saying? Avadi is still going to be Manea. If I'll tell you that you nail it, so I won't do it. Why do I need to get involved with these rooms? I'm still going to be careful while I'm running to make sure I don't damage the Kalim, because I don't want to be over there. So I'm still going to delay. So my Elucha Kama Takantam, we're back to the drawing board. The old Takana was Kadei Shalai Yismamea and Shalai Yimnim Latzel. I'm still going to be Mismamea because I don't want to be over there. So Pashtis, Avada, the Takana was across the board, even to give you a head. It's not just a Ptur, it's a head. And that was a Kasha Pnei Yeshua. What's a Kasha Pnei Yeshua was? Because since you have the Takana, you're allowed to do it. David HaMelech should be allowed to do it. See, even Pnei Yeshua like that as well, the Ravada the Takana was a heter as well. Alright. But so These are two eitzes. So it comes out that the whole takana, pashas, the whole takana was only if you're saving only other people, not if you're saving yourself as well. Let me give you a third teretz, a geshmak of art. The Baba Vareba, the Maisa Shoya Kacha, it's a true story. The Baba Vareba borrowed a hein rav of money during the war. He didn't have a piyasta, and he borrowed money to try to be matzal Klal Yisrael. Yidua, he was his nadiva slave, his avos Yisrael. He mamish went into debt, he went into hak to try to save other people. Nach the war, has a shalot that they have to pay back. You know, there's a takana here, that lahatzel yipata. So lechayra, he shouldn't have to pay back all those chayvis because he has a takana. Vivaiti did it for a takana savoshes. He has a takana that he should be potter. And he sent his shalot to Rav Moshe. Could look up. It's in Shuvas Rav Moshe, Igros Moshe, Chelik Beis, Chayshem Mishpat, Simin Samach Gimel.
When the baron money comes in.
Oh, 1 second. Maybe we'll get to it. 1 second. Very good. And for the Moshe, Moshe told the Baba Rebbe that Yechayev, there's no shachet to this takana. He says this whole takana is only, so this Rav Moshe is a slice, it's mamish an amkas Rav Moshe. The whole takana was only for Chiyuvei Mazik, not for Chiyuvei Gezel or Halva. And even Chiyuvei Mazik, says Rav Moshe, you're not going to be potter. Only for the hezek that's done on the way. Anything that you damage on the way, to get to the makom of the Hatzalah, or to be matzal, then you have the patur. But if you're not damaging on the way, but rather you're using it to be matzal, that's already matzah atzma mamu chaveri. If you take somebody's chayfetz to damage, you need someone's chayfetz, you have to grab his gun and shoot the bullets and use up his bullets, on the bullets you're not going to be pata, because that's using the bullets to save. That's not a part. The whole patur is you damage on the way to get to the Hatzalah. But using the item for the Hatzalah itself, you're not going to be potter. And Zakar Moshe, what's my raya? He only has one raya to this chilek. My raya is David HaMelech. What's the Gemara saying that David HaMelech is also to do? I went to the Takana. Moshe doesn't bring play Yeshua, doesn't bring people, doesn't bring anybody. Moshe has the same, it's his Shaila. He started with the Shaila, what's to do? So Moshe, you know why David Melech was chayek? It doesn't pass the Takana. Bishleima, if it was on the way to get to the Pelishtim Avada, you could be part of. But what did he need? He needed to burn down the bush to kill the Pelishtim inside the bush. He looked like he took the bush. I mean, what is he doing? He's using the bush to set the bush on fire. He's using it as an inferno to kill the Pelishtim. That's his bullet to kill the Pelishtim. That's his fire to kill the Pelishtim. Or you're using a chayfetz to save somebody. That's matzal b'mamun chaveri. That you never had a takana. The whole takana was, if you're running and you step over the bush to get there, then you'll be potter. But using the item, avada using the item, you're going to be chayf. That Mameli was Mechayev the Baba Vareva. That was my Sashay. So Ramesha has a new reason, a new blitz reason why Bechay Gavna doesn't pass the Takana. Takana was only if it's on the way. Shalayim Nim Lahatam. But using the item, you don't have the Ptur. They didn't make the Takana and Zayvait. That's what Ramesha said. And he brings the right from the Vareva. That's his right. The Maisa is the Nesivis, which we said is Fakert. Nesivis says that the guy borrowed a gun to fight the war. He was out of Klei Zayin to fight the war, and it got lost in the war. Nesivis says that you're potter. There's another Nesivis in Siman Ayin Beis Yud Zayin. Nesivis has a case also that you borrowed tools to put out a fire, and it got burnt and got ruined, these tools. Let's say you borrowed someone's fire extinguisher, and you used up the fire extinguisher. That's it, you used it up. Okay, and then the Nesivis holds over there that you're going to be potter because it is takana.
It's a using up, it got damaged. It's a big difference.
Even got damaged. Ramosha says that the patur is only mazik al yidei to the hatzala, but not sheila, not gzela, not halva. These cases in the Nesivis, one was sheila shalom midas was a gazan, one was sheila midas be yichayet for oinsin on it, and yet the Nesivis nam zan for pashas of other passes the takana. So you see that the Nesivis learned, not like Ramosha. However, if you look at the Meshavis of Nesivis in Siman Ayin Beis, Meshavis says a cryptic two lines. He jumps on the Nesivis. Nesivis' case was that I took someone's chayfetz by a fire to save, and it got ruined in the fire. I borrowed someone's chayfetz, and I'm potter for oinsin, even though a shell is chayv oinsin. And Dr. Meshavis, no, what are you talking about? The takana doesn't pass over here. The takana only passed kedoy shalayim nem lahatzel shalayis mameya for bichay gana di mimatzel atzmi b'momin chaver or matzel lachem ramu chaver avadi chayv doesn't pass the takana. I can't divrei Meshev Nesivis. Very, very cryptic. Tzitach in the Meshev Nesivis means Ramosha. That the whole Takana was on the way. But not if you borrow someone's Chavit, you use someone's Chavit, you're not going to have the Takana. Right. So it comes out that this din of Ramosha, this Chiz Ramosha is bad, some totally in the Machlekes, Nesivis and the Meshev. And now, just give me a couple of minutes to figure out, because I'm running out of time here. Be'etzem, if you go back to Chuv's Makar Baruch, you see Makar Baruch is not like Rav Moshe. Because Makar Baruch's case was I damaged the house, I cut the house in half, I broke down the chimney, I damaged the roof, I damaged the walls, what? To split the house in half so the fire shouldn't spread. So Makar Baruch, over there, you're not going to have the Takana, because it wasn't Sakonis Nefashis. But if it was Sakonis Nefashis, I would have the Takana. When I damaged, it was on the way to get to the fire, it was I needed that to prevent the fire from going further. So I was using his chfeitzim, his moment, to be matzil. And yet, Makar Baruch entertained. He would have said that there would have been a takana, if not for the fact it was only half said moment. But Adam Nia Sakana Sefashis, he would have said the passes takana. So you see, the Makar Baruch is like the Nesivis, that even it's a broader takana, it's not just for what's on the way, even nutzing someone else's chvesim, you have the takana. So the Sefer Shodav, at the end of the day, you have a machlekes, Makar Baruch and Nesivis learn that it's a broader takana, even using someone's item. And the Ramesha and Pashas, Meshev and Nesivis learn, no, it's only a takana for on the way, but for using Yanim's chvesim, you're not going to be part of that. And that's Pshat and Dovin and Melech. So now we have three truths in the David HaMelech, either Pnei Yeshua, because he was included in the crowd of the Sakonis, that doesn't pass the Takana, or the Papula Chrif Tekilu, that even when you have the Takana, it's still Asa to do, a Chiddush, Nifla, or Ramesha's Eitzah, that it's not on the way, I'm using it. To use it, I don't have the Patur. Then the Nesivis didn't have that Eitzah either. The Nesivis didn't have the Pnei Yeshua's Eitzah, because Nesivis holds that as long as you're being matzah, even if you're included, you have a takana. He didn't have Ramosha's Eitzah, because the Nesivis holds that it's a broad takana, even for Shoshal and Midas, even for Sheila, it's a broad takana. So L'chay, I don't have really any Eitzah other than the Pabuch Riv, the Kilo, like it's still Asa to do. It's a Shekel Doichik in the Gemara. But at least we have three different Eitzahs. Now, it's Eitzah, I'm running out of time here, about the Eitzah Vort of Rav Moshe's case, of the Baba Rebbe, I would like to say what you said, is that the Chai Gavna, everyone's a Moida, the Yechayiv. Only time we find the Takana, I mean, let's think a second, only time we find the Takana is if you're Mazik without any contractual obligations. If Lamosha, but Pulach Rifta holds that even though you have the Takana, but still Asa to do. So what should you do? You should do Amenas L'Shalim, right? You're supposed, it's still Asa to do, unless you do it Amenas L'Shalim. But now, B'chai Gavna Dam Matzah Amenas L'Shalim. And later on, I find out about the takana. I'm not going to be potter because I did it. I'm not shalim. That was the deal. So if I borrow money from you, in the of it, when I borrow money from you, the zot merit, I'm chayv myself to pay you back. It was a contractual obligation. I borrowed the money. I'm chayv to pay it back. Later on, this money already is mine because move a lot on it now. I use this money to save. You can't potter me for the hitzoyis when I spent the money because it's not your money. I'm sending my money because move a lot on it now. So the only way to potter me using also takana would to say is that since I borrowed to save, so I'm not chayv for that obligation of borrowing. How could that be? You will mechayv yourself when you borrowed. You will mechayv yourself that you're going to pay back. That was your obligation. So who cares that they have the takana, but you overrode the takana. You were borrowing, even if you didn't explicitly say, I'm going to pay it back. It's implicit. Every halva, everyone knows, you got to pay back. That's the deal. So it's a contractual obligation. So since you're doing it to pay back, you're going to have to be chayv.
Would
chop
people's money?
Oh, if you would chop people's money, Shalem Midas and Hanami, you're right. Then you'll have the takana of the Nesivis and go into this Shiloh. But if you borrow money, it doesn't pass the takana. And if you're talking to go even a step wider, even by Sheela, which is the Nesivis' case, now Sheela, your Chiyuve Ainsin of Sheela wasn't contractual 100%. It was. I know you accepted Shmira, but the reason why you're Chiyuve Ainsin is because the Torah was Rami Alei Chiyuve Ainsin. But you could say that we know that. We know that every Shoel is Chayv Ainsin. So when you accepted Shmira and Sheila on the Chayv, you accepted, you Mechayv yourself for that responsibility of the Noinis. So now later on it's Nenas. You're going to be Potter. For your Sheila, you're Zechena Potter. Because you accepted the Ainsin. Later on that was Nenas, should be Potter. What would be if Ruvain borrowed Shimon's Chayv and I had to break that Chayv while with Biyad Ruvain in order to save? So I'm going to be Potter because I have the Takana. But is Reuven also going to be at Pata? Reuven did nothing. He was sleeping at the time. Even if it was an Oynis Gama, Shoyel is Chayev Echolainsin. So come out that the Shoyel is Chayev. So now that I was a Shoyel as well, I borrowed, and now I have a Chiv Atzolos, I break the Chayevitz. So Nanir, that I have a right to do it, because Atzolos and Voshes. But how can I be Pata, my Chiv Ainsin, that I accepted contractually when I became the shov. For that I'm chayiv boinzin. Well, if that's why you're chayiv boinzin, then you're going to be chayiv later on, even if
later on you did it to save. And then the tziva says that you're going to be pata. Right? The tziva has a takon, and the Mesheva argues not that it's pasuk takon, because of like a Ramesh is fine. The chayiv didn't pass the takon, it's tamadrei, because you contractually obligated yourself. All right, at the end of the day, it's very kishmak. We have three tirutzim, but to remember, this whole halakha was only by takonos mefarshes, not by takonos mamin. La halakha, Reva Chen holds only if you're saving other people, not yourself included. But if yourself included, there's no need to takana, just like the nidav doesn't have the takana. And third nekuda is that when you're doing a hatzala and you're breaking something en route, you have it. But if you're using the chetetz to save, that's a machlekes makabach nesivis against mesheiv nesivis and amoisha.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.